is Mali medicine. What? Nibetatarshai rupagi yamana bhaushadhasrotri manobhirama kautam sloka gunanubadat umanja virajeta pasopanu. This is Tibet. If he is Vishayi, he is coming, having so much desires, offensive, anything, bhakta, nirvisheshvadi, anyone, he should hear and chant me. That is the sloka in Bhagavata also, ki kami Vishayi nirvedeva harinam sankirtani saptika sreshta. Etat nirvidyamananam icchatam akuto bhayam yoginam nipranitam harer namanukirtanam harer nam ayipake cheto darpan marjanam bhavu mahadavagrim. It will come from name. If we want that we should clear our heart, cheto darpan marjanam bhavu mahadavagnirvapanam, we will do all these things and after that we will chant harinam. Absurd. Yes, so what you are, in where you are situated, in what stage you are, kami vishayi bhogi, durjan, all you are, you should be, no harm. Be sincere and then chant harinam in the guidance of any Vaishnava. Cheto marjanam bhavati, after that cheto marjanam, easily it will go. Bhava maha davagni, the fire of world will be
extinguished.
And all kinds of virtues will come. Vidya vadhu jivanam. Then, vidya vadhu jivanam. Who is Krishna? He is the jivanam of vidya rupi vadhu, of Srimati Radhika. All vidya, essence is Srimati Radhika. He is Ladini Shakti. So without name, she will not come. Vidya vadhu jivanam anandambu dhi bardhanam. The ocean of, endless ocean of ananda, pleasure will come. And then in the, there in webs we will play here and there, all this. You know? And at last we will dive in ocean of love and affection. Never we will come to this mortal world. So begin Harinam where you are, from what is, and try to be sincere, not duplicit. Don't want any money, vaibhav, or any worldly thing. But we will be strong for this only by chanting and remembering and hearing. First hear. If we are not hearing all these things, we will not be strong. So we should must hear and try to obey. The conclusion is that, what? In order to get free from material desire, you should read some. In 72nd. In conclusion, it is that.
Oh, in conclusion. The conclusion is that in order to get freed from the material disease, one must take to the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra.
Don't try all other things. Don't tell that we should clear and then we will chant Harinam. Nowadays, this is going on. We should not Harikatha. We should not associate. We should clear our heart and then chant Harinam. Never. If we have not come, we have heard from this, we have not come to be in one stage forever. We should try to be from Kanishk to Madhyam, Madhyam to Uttam. If you are not trying and you want to be always, forever, eternally in Kanishka, oh, it is good for you, you should be. But we will never wait for this. Always is a try to develop our Krishna consciousness. The key is in the hand of Uttam Vaishnava. So we should try to be in his association, always hearing. This will do very quickly. Go on.
The Krishna consciousness movement is especially meant for creating an atmosphere in which people can take to the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra.
But if you will make this atmosphere of Krishna consciousness in quarreling ourselves, having no honor for any Vaishnava, no faith in anyone, then atmosphere field will go on. It will be ruined. And another for new fight are those who are sincere, they will go out of this Krishna consciousness. Now it is going on. So we should try to reform us, to honor all Vaishnava. Those who will come, oh, very good atmosphere. We should chant Hari name. And if you are engaged in self, what? Bhog?
Enjoyment.
Enjoyment. Others are not so foolish that they will not know. They will know. And thus, they will hate and they will go away. Only the bogus persons will come, and first they will be there, and they will make money, and after they will also go. So we should be like chaste, bona fide Vaishnava. Especially those who are preaching, they should be like this. So he wanted to do his Krishna consciousness movement especially meant for the creating an atmosphere in which people can take to the chanting of Hare Krishna mantra. One must begin what?
One must begin with faith. And when this faith...
What faith? What faith? What is faith here? What is faith? That my chanting of Krishna name will give everything in my whole life. My life will be successful. Then there will be no need of going to university, impersonal university. Only to go to the school of Gaurakishore Das Babaji Maharaj and Haridas in the university of
Haridas.
It will enough. So Krishna name can give anything in this world. We have seen Valmiki. He has faith in Krishna name and his life was successful. Agastya took one chullu of water.
Palmful.
Water of sea and he took all the water. Shankar and Brahma are doing all these things functions only by the grace of name grace. Swamiji Maharaj preached everywhere by the serving his holy master and preaching Krishna name and doing Krishna name. He was not worldly qualified. World has rejected him, his wife rejected him, his sons rejected him because he could not make any money. They all rejected him. But only name, in whole world he is worshipped by these things. We should try to be like that. That faith be, like Haridas Thakur, who was bitten in 20 markets, and his blood went, flesh went, only bones were there, and he still chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama. The person who was beating him, he told that, Prabhu, you should die. Otherwise my whole family will die. Told, yes, I'm dying. And he became like that person. They threw his body in Ganges. And they were now so satisfied and told to Kaji that, oh, we have done marvelous. And he now dead, we have fell, throw his body in Ganges. After 1 hour they saw Haridas Thakur again in so healthy and chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna,
Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama.
Again chanting and he came from the Ganges and went to his place. All there wondered how it became. He was dead, no bone, nothing was there. And still he is coming like before, more healthy. Then they told that he is Jindapir. Jindapir means a person who is like demigod in his life. A man can be by his impressions, activities, after so many long time, last long so births. But in lifetime he became like demigod. So, you know, Agastya, he did like so. Ever told that my ex, she has taken, and he is not returning, and the bird was waiting. Valmiki, Agastya Rishi told to she, went to she and told, oh, she is so weeping, he should return his ex. But he never heard. Then he took water and took it. Whole she was dried, and that egg was given to them. So, you know that the history of Sanatana Goswami, he threw his chintamani in Jamuna and he was chanting Hare Krishna. He never remembered that I have a chintamani anywhere. No use, because he has so many chintamani. What the chintamanis were? Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. So you will have a firm, strong belief that by name everything can be achieved. Liberation, swarga, vaibhav, rajya, anything. Want to be president of not America only, but the whole world by chanting Hare Name. Have a strong faith on this. But we have no faith. When we go to serve Gurudev, 75 we keep in our pocket and 25 oh, giving. Gurudev does not know or not know. Krishna knows or not know. They are cheating Krishna and Gurudev. Why, how they will be successful in this? So have a faith on me, then.
And when this faith is increased by chanting, a person can become a member of the society. Mm. We are saying
how his mood was so high. And now he is saying, he'll be very sad. That they are not honoring any Vaishnava. What to tell Kanishtha Adhikari? They are not going to honor anyone. So, we are
sending Sankirtan parties all over the world, and they are experiencing that even in the remotest part of the world, where there is no knowledge of Krishna, the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra attracts thousands of men to our camp. Mm. In some areas, people begin to imitate the devotees by shaving their heads and chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra only a few days after hearing the mantra. Mm. This may be imitative, but imitation of a good thing is desired. Mm. Some imitators gradually become interested in being initiated by the spiritual master and offer themselves for initiation. Mm. If one is sincere, he is initiated.
If one is sincere, but he is not sincere, he will be cheated. Who thinks that I have been, Gurudev has given mantra and I am initiated. Now I can initiate anyone. How process, he knows, outwardly knows the process. He brings tulsi, keeps there. He brings from market very, very big, big
coconut, mala,
very big, not only some. When I get some smaller from market, they from Radhakund or anywhere of 500 rupees. Oh, big, big! I cannot take in my hand. They thought that by doing so, Krishna will at once come. Krishna cannot come in 100 rupees. So, if any is sincere, he will chant on like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu on his Gopin's gaunt. Anywhere. But even for us, Tulsi Mala is so sacred and powerful. We should try. But don't use so many big, 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 big. Smaller, not so big, not so small. Very easy. And try to take the mood of your Gurudev. and serve him, his words. I took initiation and at same time, after some months, I left my Gurudev and I became myself Guru. No, this is not initiation. Suman?
If one is sincere, he is initiated, and this stage is called Bhajana Kriya. One then actually engages in the service of the Lord by regularly chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra 16 rounds daily.
He has told the, what is the meaning of 16 rounds before?
Minimum 16 rounds, nothing less.
To bring them in. And for Western country, devotees only, not for India. Guruji never tells. We have not heard. We heard from only Swamiji, that 16 at least. Because they are always engaged in all these things. So far, they have no time at all. So at least you should chant 16. Yeah. That it means not that if you are chanting 17th, then you are doing offense. Some are thinking, they told me that it is a very big offense to disobey Swamiji because he has told that you should chant only 16. So don't do like this. Otherwise, you will go in the party of Narayan Maharaj. He will tell that you should chant 1 lakh. Don't do, otherwise we will kick out.
Should I read what he said there?
Yes.
What he said there about chanting?
No. Okay, just continue. They know perhaps all.
Chanting 16 rounds daily and refraining from illicit sex, intoxicants.
This is clearing of heart. We should try to realize all these things properly. What?
Meeting.
And refraining from illicit sex. What?
Intoxicants.
And?
Meat eating. And gambling. By bhajana kriya, one attains freedom from the contamination of materialistic life. He no longer goes to a restaurant or hotel to taste so-called palatable dishes.
But we see now, in a hidden way, they go to a restaurant and they do so many bad things. They should be satisfied by Mahaprasad only.
Nor does he care to smoke or drink tea or coffee. He not only refrains from illicit sex, but avoids sex life entirely. Nor is he interested in wasting his time in speculating or gambling. In this way, it is to be understood that one is becoming cleansed of unwanted things, anartha nivritti. The word anartha refers to unwanted things. Anarthas are vanquished when one becomes attached to the Krishna consciousness movement. When a person is relieved from unwanted things, he becomes fixed in executing his Krishna activities. Indeed, he becomes attached to such activities and experiences ecstasy in executing devotional service. This is called bhav, the preliminary awakening of dormant love of Godhead. Thus, the conditioned soul becomes free.
If sadhana is done to realize bhav, to attain bhav, then it is sadhana, otherwise not sadhana. Understand? We should know at first what is sadhana, what is our object. First our object, then sadhana, then sadhana bhakti. We should know all these things. What is bhav? What is pain? Then you can do anything for attaining bhav. Then that will be sadhana. And if you want to attain prem from the stage of bhav, then it will be bhava, otherwise not. So we will have to know all these things. Whole life, sadhana bhakti, and not that sadhana bhakti is real, not for done for bhakti, sadhana bhava bhakti. Then it must be not sarup siddha bhakti. It will be in the category of Arup Siddha or contaminated with karma and jnana and yoga, tapasya and all other things, not pure. If you are not going to a high stage of Vaishnava, how we can know all these things and how we can enter in practice it. So he is called then Bhav.
The preliminary awakening of dormant love of Godhead. Thus the conditioned soul becomes free from material existence and loses interest in the bodily conception of life, including material opulence, material knowledge, and material attraction of all variety. At such a time, one can understand who is the Supreme Personality of Godhead and what his Maya is. Although Maya may be present, it cannot disturb a devotee once he attains the bhava stage.
Maya cannot touch that devotee. Sometimes an occasion can come that he should be angry, but he will not be angry. There are some symptoms of bhava, where whether really you have attained bhava or not. That sloka is
Shantir
Abhyapsakalatam Virakti Manasunyata Ashabanda Samutakanta Namagane Sadaruchi Ashakti Sadgunakhyane Priti Tadvasatyasthale Ityadi Bhava Subjat Bhavankurijan. If there is bhava, there are some symptoms. If you are doing sadhana bhakti, there are some systems. If Krishna prem is there are some symptoms. We will know all this by all these
symptoms.
What are the symptoms? You will have to go to Rupa Goswami in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu and you will have to see. And or to hear from any bona fide Vaishnava. No, there is way. Sadhu Sangha, Sadhu Sangha. Sarva Shastra. Law Matra Sadhu Sangha, Sarva Siddhya. Even a very, very
short time
will change your whole life. So, what is
Maya cannot disturb a devotee when he attains
Maya the cannot touch it. Abhyakta kalottam, virakti, manush, on a occasion may come that you will be angry, but he will not be angry. It may be sometimes that you are disturbed so much by worldly things, but totally will not be disturbed at all. Like Ambarish Maharaj, he was just standing one day, doing like this, but death was coming, and seeing he was so shy. Prahlad Maharaj, Haridas Thakur, we can see all these things.
This is because a devotee can see the real position of Maya. Maya means forgetfulness of Krishna. And forgetfulness of Krishna and Krishna consciousness stand side by side like light and shadow. If one remains in shadow, he cannot enjoy the facilities offered by light. And if one remains in light, he cannot be disturbed by the darkness of shadow. By taking to Krishna consciousness, one gradually becomes liberated and remains in light. Indeed, he does not even touch the darkness. As confirmed in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhyalila 22:31, Krishna Surya Sama Maya Haya Andhakara, Jahan Krishna Tahan Nahi Mayara Adhikara. Krishna is compared to sunshine, and Maya is compared to darkness. Wherever there is sunshine, there cannot be darkness. As soon as one takes to Krishna consciousness, the darkness of illusion, the influence of the external energy, will immediately vanish.
Yes. Actually, I was reading and giving class of this book, The Nature of Instruction. Only for the 8th slok. My main purpose was to give an idea, outline of this slok. The purpose of all kinds of teachings. Your teaching means the teachings of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or Rupa Goswami. If you are following this, to follow this slok, 7 kinds of slokas has been explained there. Only to realize this slok. So, tannama rupa charitadi sukrtananu smityo krameena rasana manasi niyojya तिष्ठन व्रजे तदानुरागी जनानुगामि कालम नये दखिलामि इत्युपदेश सार। रूप बुद्धा गोस्वामी इज टेलिंग एंड नाउ टेलिंग द समर सब्टेंस ऑफ ऑल उपदेशेस taught by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. By this shloka, follow. You can attend easily Krishna Prem, which is our life of, goal of our life, object of our life. So he is telling, Tannam Rupa Charitadi. And read the translation.
The essence of all advice is that one should utilize one's full time 24 hours a day in nicely chanting and remembering the Lord's divine name, transcendental form, qualities, and eternal pastimes, thereby gradually engaging one's tongue and mind. In this way, one should reside in Braj, Goloka Vrindavan Dham, and serve Krishna under the guidance of devotees. One should follow in the footsteps of the Lord's beloved devotees who are deeply attached to his devotional service.
He will explain it. I want to read one stanza, 75, in the transcendental realm. Because today, in evening, so many persons will go. So I want to touch that thing, move in transcendental realm of Braja.
In the transcendental realm of Braja, one should serve the Supreme Lord Sri Krishna with a feeling similar to that of his associates. And one should place himself under the direct guidance of a particular associate of Krishna and should follow in his footsteps. This method is applicable both in the stage of sadhana, spiritual practices executed while in the stage of bondage, and in the stage of sadhya, God realization, when one is a siddha purusha, or a spiritually perfect soul.
Swamiji is quoting here one shloka of Rupa Goswami from Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu for this shloka. And the shloka is that seva sadhaka rupena सिद्धरूपेण च अत्र हि तद् भाव लिप्सुना कार्य ब्रज लोकानुसार। द मीनिंग इज सो डीप बट विविड दैट रूप गोस्वामी इज टेलिंग दैट इफ वन टू सर्व कृष्ण देन यू शुड हैव ए साधन लाइक Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has told. What is that sadhana? What is the process? He is telling. Seva sadhak rupena. You should serve like sadhak and also like siddha. Like we are giving an example. Rupa and Sanatan are all six Goswami and all Acharya, especially Rupa Raghunath. No? How they are serving? Sankhyapurvaka namagan natibhi kalapasani kritau nidrahar vihara kadi vijitau chatanta dinam chidra Radha Krishna gunasmate madhurimandena sammohitau vande rupa sanatana prabhujugau sri jiva gopalakau. Swamiji always used to recite this song with tears in his eyes. Very, very honorably, with deep love and affection. Sankhya Purvaka Nama Gannatibhi, this is sadhana. Of what thing? To attend bhav. Sankhya Purvaka. Not less than 1 lakh, 2 lakhs, 3 lakhs. All the associates, like Rupa Raghunath, were doing always daily. Sankhya Purvaka Nam. Gan. What gan?
Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhava Daite
Gokula Taruni Mandala Mahite Radhe Jai Jai Madhava Again, Govinda Damo Dharma Dhaveti Govinda Damo Dharma Govinda Damo Dharma Dhaveti Govinda Damo Dharma Dhaveti Namami Nandanandana Namami Nandanandana Namami Nandanandana Namami Nandanandana Like this. 2-3-4 hours observed. Sankhyapurvaka Namgan Bandana Bhajami Radham Arabinda Netram Smarami Radham Anusmitasya Badami Radham Karuna Bharatram Tato Mamanna Sigatir Always I am doing bhajan. My doing bhajan of Radhika. Always
remembering
Radhika, lotus feet. From mouth uttering, Radhe, Radhe, Jai Jai, Sri Radhe. Why? Srimati Radhika is unlimited merciful, more than Krishna. Tavai Vashmi, Tavai Vashmi. Like this, so bandana always. After that, doing pranam. Ashtang, ashtang pranam, shashtang pranam. Sastang pranam, you know? Desh, 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 hands, toe, folding.
Like a rod.
And heart, inner heart, by speech, telling, Hare Krishna, and doing like this. These eight things should be there. Then Ashtang pranam. To whom? Radha Govind, Radha Gopinath, Radha Madan Mohan, Radha Damodar, Radha Shyamasundar, Radha Raman, Radha Gokulananda, Radha Madhav, Radha Vinod Bihari, Radha Bank Bihari Ji, Radha Vallabha, Radha Girdhar. So, and the blessings of past times. With Nand Baba Maharaj ki jai ho, Nand Baba ki jai ho, Yashoda Maiya ki jai ho, कृष्ण कन्हैया की जय हो, दाऊ भैया की जय हो, रोनी मैया की जय हो, रसीली रसोईया की जय हो, एंड ऑल दिस थिंग्स. तो बरसाना वेंट, बरसाना की जय हो, वृषभानु बाबा की जय, कृतिका मैया के, श्रीदाम भैया की जय हो, लादिनी महाभाव स्वरूपा मम आराध्या श्रीमती राधिका जी की जय हो अनंग मंजरी की जय हो, जय है टू ऑल द प्लेसेस देयर. तो वृंदावन, निधवन, बंशीवट, केसी घाट, धीर समीर, सेवा पुंज, ड्वेंग प्रणाम. तो भांडीर वन, वह राधिका वॉज मैरिड टू कृष्ण. सो राधिका एंड देन कृष्ण आर प्लेइंग ऑन सिंग्स टू डेथ प्लेसेस टू यमुना टू गिरिराज गोवर्धन टू राधा कुंड श्याम कुंड लैक्स लैक्स दिस थिंग. 4 hours.
24 hours.
नो, 4 hours. 24 hours, if you will, they will do that, they will remember and they will felt faint. And they will roll down. Always, Ha Radhe, Ha He Radhe, Braj Devi Ke Chalalite, He Nanda Suno Kuta, Shri Kalpa Pada Patale, Kalindiri Panne Kuta, Go Shantavit Sarabato Khedai, Maha. So this is called sadhan. So these are outer sadhan, not inner. Inner sadhan is more developed. Always sitting, playing in the webs of Radha and Krishna love, in the ocean of pain. Unlimited ocean. This is sadhana. And internally where? Rup Goswami, Rup Manjari, Raghunatha Goswami is? They are serving always Radha Krishna conjugal. Finding sometimes messaging Srimati Radhika. Sometimes Krishna is telling, come on, and these are the no, we will not come. They are hiding. on the back of Srimati Radhika, this is service. Sometimes better not. What service is more? Raghunath Das Goswami has told in his Stavavali, he has told. Paniya, Tambular Pranpada Mardana Payodana Abhisharadivi, Vrindaranya Maheshwarim, Tosayanti Priya, Prana Presakhi Kulad Pikila Sanko Chita Bhumika Keli Bhumi Surup Manjari Mukha Tadda. This dasa. So he is telling, Siddha Rupena, this is Siddha Rupena, and Sadhak Rupena, what I told, Sankhyapurvak Nam Ganvatri, they solved. Always in 24 hours, weeping bitterly, rolling down on the bank of Radhakund and Shyamkund, sometimes in Vrindavan, Sevakund, Banshivat here, on the bank of Yamuna, like this, these are sadhana. Only not that we should give books and 75 swords and keep in our pocket. In beginning, Swamiji told like all these things. Without this, we cannot go up. But forever, we will do only this and not coming in this line. That is why he sent me. He told me to go and help devotees. Otherwise, they will dry and give it on this Krishna consciousness and they are going here and there. If anyone will not test and advance, how can they be stay in this movement? If river is not flowing and water is stopped, then it will be rotten. And after that it will dry. So bhakti is like a
current.
Or bhakti will surely go up, 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 up. And if it is not going by this way, that he has telling. So we should try to realize all these things and do bhajan like this. I have given only a test, very little, otherwise they will tell Narayan Maharaj is Sahajya and he is telling all these things. Flatly they will tell. I think that up till now, in 7-8 days, I am giving the Srimad Bhagavatam, what I have told. Actually, Prahlad Maharaj, Kajamil, Nishim Bhagavan and all others. Prabhringani. But if I am not touching Braja Leela, then it is all bogus. All bogus. So I should touch something and give you some test that you should not fall down. Otherwise you will fall down. Great. But today is finished. I have given only very touch. Finish. You should be have a very little what?
Link. Greed.
Greed. And if you have greed, then I will give so much. Gaur Pramanam. Why weeping? Bas. No. Namami Nandanam. I forget to tell one thing. Swamiji has written that even in the stage of bondage, what is the meaning?
Condition.
What he wants to tell? In the stage of bondage, meaning if you are?
Condition stage.
So you should hear. What? Damodar Leela we must hear. How Krishna took birth in both places in Mathura and also in highway to Gokul. How he was? He tested Vatsalya Ras and other things. So we will hear it in bondage stage. We will be liberated, then we will be qualified, this is wrong. And totally false. So now this will go. I will explain it in tomorrow.
Ganesha
Brahman. We will again meet in evening at about 5:30.